This is Average Advice. I'm Zar.
And I'm Tim. Average guys, average stories, average advice.
Welcome to season two, where new and exciting things are on the way.
Stay tuned and stay average.
Do you think we overpromised?
Nah.
Back again.
Welcome back, guys. Woo! Average Advice season two. You heard the intro.
Episode 9. We're coming up there, you know.
We've got another guest. Yep. It's our special friend.
Chloe.
I was going to let her do it.
Yeah, but she didn't. It was too much dead air.
Hey, guys. I'm Chloe.
But it's not just regular Chloe. It's Chloe with a K.
Ooh.
So no, it's like, H, please. No H.
There's no H.
No H. No
that H. must be known.
Jesus.
Honestly.
Jesus.
Tim,
does your parents know how to spell?
Probably not, obviously.
No H.
They just winged it at birth. They're like, Chloe, fucking K. Dude,
I'm not going to lie, I would do that
G,
for sure.
I don't know. Is there an H? No, definitely not.
How do people even come up with names these
days?
Well,
yeah, look at my fucking name. What the fuck,
man? I don't know.
You guys know how my dad was reading a biblical text.
Of course.
Like a Hebrew, old Hebrew text. And what? He saw it and it was meant Angel of the Dawn. It was like an angel name. He's like, that's a really cool name. And my mom was like, yeah, man, let's go with that name. That's cool.
Oh, why the hell was your dad reading a Hebrew text?
That's a good question.
Who does that just on a whim?
My dad loves to read. My dad has read the dictionary. I'm pretty sure he told me he read the dictionary when
Jesus
he was a kid.
Jesus Christ. I wish I were the dictionary.
You have to remember, they grew up in like the fucking 70s.
Oh, yeah, there was nothing 80s. To do back then.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Sitting down, all right, I'm just going to read. Literally
yeah,
for the night.
You know.
And he lived in Canada for a while. So like during the winter, you couldn't actually leave the house because there was like so much snow. They were like snowed inside their house. So he was like, I don't know what to do. I'll just read every book in the house. Oh, I've read everything. Oh, dictionary.
Mate, that's crazy. Anyway, Chloe's friends with our previous guest, Lizzie and Sam.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was friends with me first.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yes, sorry. Yes.
But tell the people about yourself, Chloe. They already know about us. They don't want to know about us.
I'm very short.
Yeah. Look, I wasn't going to say anything, but she is.
Maybe we should send a photo, put a photo up on our Facebook. Yeah.
Like, we'll just put it like, we'll be like next to her and then she'll just be like.
We'll get a Shaquille O'Neal like cut out and just stand next like that.
Mm. Mate, a normal person would look like Shaquille O'Neal next to Chloe.
Like that picture of him holding the bottle and it's like.
Have you seen that
picture? He's like that.
Have you seen that picture of him standing next to Kevin Hart? And Kevin Hart looks like a 4-year-old.
That's what I look like.
I love that when we asked you what you were about, the first thing you said was, I'm short. Like, yeah. That's
your whole identity.
Become who you are.
Look, it's the first thing anyone ever says to me. Yeah. Oh, wow, you're really short.
Well, yeah, it's like, it's just the most noticeable thing. It's like with me, it's like, oh, that's a funny name. That's a weird name.
Mate, yeah, yeah. Don't get me started on that shit. Yeah. But it's just like, it's like all the same if someone's really tall. Like when we had Max on, he said when he went to the States that he was just walking down the street and people were like, dude, do you play basketball? And then he's like, fucking kill yourself. No. Like,
dude, how's the weather up there, man? Yeah.
Well, I heard if someone does that, it's just like, and you just spit on them and you say, it's raining.
Chloe's like, not again.
Yeah. So speaking from a short person, what's the worst thing that you hate about being so short? Just because it's like,
or do you not hate it?
Yeah, because I'm not super tall, but it's just like I'm also not short, so it's just like, you know, it's a different life.
Not only are we average advisors, we're average heighters.
Yeah, we are.
It's just everything. Yeah,
see? Really fitting. Yeah.
Sorry.
So really, like, look, I have to climb up on everything just to reach anything.
Yeah.
Although,
do you have your own stepladder at home?
I do, but like the benches are so much more fun to climb up on.
But the good thing is you've got quite a tall boyfriend. Yeah. So he's taller than me. So I think, so he's just, oh, can you get that, Chris? He's like, yeah.
Opposites attract, right?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Opposites attract.
Or the other problem is my eyesight is always
at someone's crutch.
Yes. Growing level. So
your
like fly's
undone.
Yeah. So when I'm looking at someone, I'm like,
you have to look up. My neck, because I remember when I was like back in primary school, and you know you had to like sit there with your legs crossed and you look up at the teacher. I would always, you'd end up looking up like this, just like straight up, and your neck would be so sore because you're just like.
Because Chloe does that standing up.
Yeah, no, pretty like, much. I'm just like, hey guys.
You got to develop like a strategy. Like if you were like badass, you just like punch someone's kneecap. So they're like, oh, and they like bend down.
Dude, it's dangerous. No one ever looks down or up, really. Like, exactly. Everyone's looking straight ahead. So no one suspects the short ones, you know?
Do people often, like, underestimate you as well? They're like, oh, she's so short and so, like, gentle. And you're just like, bitch, please.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm, like, the most aggressive.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Silent assassin.
There'd be so many times at work, I'd be like, oh, hey, go and Chloe. She's like, go fuck yourself or some shit. Whoa, I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning to you as well. Okay.
Who hurt you? Who hurt you, Chloe?
Why tall people.
Yeah, just fuck you guys.
So, you know, they say small man syndrome. It's like small girl
small
syndrome.
I don't think it exists in women, to be honest. I swear. Yeah,
because they're on average shorter.
So and yeah, and most females, like, I don't know, they just have the adorable, like, stature of being small. I think the small man syndrome comes from the expectation to be tall. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's any expectation for girls to be super tall.
Mine's just like, the shorter you are, the more hatred is inside of you.
And it's harder to release exactly. Your hatred. Right? Yeah.
But okay. So apart from being short, what else? What I know, Chloe's a Chloe is a cat lover.
Oh, she has, say that 10 times.
She has a Facebook.
Did you meet my cat?
No, oh. I didn't. I haven't actually seen him.
He just ran down that way.
Oh. She's one of those people that makes an Instagram account for a cat.
Dude, I'm a cat person and I fucking hate those guys.
No, I haven't used it in so long, okay?
My friend Ashley up in Sydney has this, and I know you're going to be listening to this, Ashley, and this is an attack to you. But she did the same thing, but now she just uses that one as like her main Instagram, but she also has her normal Instagram. I'm like, why? What's the point of this?
It's a bit too much maintenance for me.
It started it out like really cool. I was like, oh, look cat's my posting me. Cat. And then after a while, I was like, this is too much.
Yeah, just like, just put the pictures of the cat on your normal fucking Instagram.
Literally, that's what I'm doing now. I'm like, nah.
It's like the people like that are brand new parents and they make their like child of like a social media account. You're like, why?
Like their baby.
Why? Why? Why does your child have need a social media account? Like my nephew messaged me the other day because it was his birthday on Saturday and I had to work. So I told my brother I'll be there this week to give him his present. And he messaged me from his Facebook account. And I was like, what the fuck? Does he have a Facebook account? Came up with like Isaac McGuinness. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Can you imagine if you message like, Chloe and like Seb the Ragdoll replies like, hey man, yeah, I'm down for hangs. Purr.
Hashtag goat. Yeah. No, but like, and then he's just like, are you coming? Can you come over tonight and give me my present? I'm like, mate, this is not okay. You're not allowed to message me directly for this. I'm supposed to be able to have like 1 degree of separation so I don't get told to get presents and stuff. I remember I was a pretty bad uncle when they were younger. Cause like when I was really broke, I was a firm believer of not getting them presents until they could remember I got them a present.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Everyone kids like, you're such a douchebag. And I'm like, literally for 5 years, they were getting spoiled rotten. They were getting all these presents. And I was like, you know what? I need my money. So I wouldn't get them a present. And then it was fine for like 4 or 5 years. And then one Christmas, my stupid sister was just like, let's see what Uncle Tim got you for Christmas. And I looked at her, I was like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? You're such a bitch. And now every single year now, they always come up to me like, what are you getting me for Christmas? I was like, fuck.
Nothing.
The fun time is over now. Now I have to.
Yeah, I discovered that fact when I became like a significantly older brother.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, okay, my younger siblings will be a bit upset, I think, if I don't get them gifts of some kind.
Well, it's weird because I'm the baby. So it was just like, I was always used to getting the gifts, but like when I'd never really experienced giving them to my younger siblings and stuff. Yeah. So,
oh, you're lucky.
Well, with Seren, because he was only 3 years, we grew up as kids. So whenever it was his birthday or Christmas, he wasn't expecting anything from his kid brother.
Yeah.
So whenever it was birthday, I'd be like, happy birthday, champ. Like, that's my present to you. Just like, I
there was one time.
Affection.
Yeah. This is the only time you'll get this.
When I was in Sydney, my sister's birthday was coming up and I texted her. I was just like, hey, I bought you something, but it's in the mail. And I thought she knew I was joking. Like, I thought she was like, oh yeah, sure it is, Tim. Ha ha. But then she like texted me 2 weeks later. She's like, hey, is that thing still in the mail? Like, should I be expecting it? And I was just like, oh shit, this is really uncomfortable now. And then I was just like, I kept the lie going, but I kept making it more and more sarcastic that I was like, I can't believe you actually think something's coming. And then when I came down for Christmas, she's just like, where's my birthday present? I was like, oh, it's the same place your Christmas present is.
So I know, Chloe, that I think I remember you saying you're the oldest of your siblings,
yes.
Right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, how was that? I know.
Are your younger siblings taller than you? They are, aren't they?
I was about to say, I'm the oldest and the shortest.
Yeah.
I loved being the
youngest.
The oldest.
I'm the youngest and the tallest in my family.
How does that work?
Yeah,
I'm the oldest and the biggest, and it's great.
So, like, well, yeah, how many siblings do you have?
Six.
What the fuck? Are you joking?
No, three sisters, three brothers.
Holy fuck, that's a big family.
Huge family.
What's the gaps? Like, is it like every 2 years?
So the youngest, I'm 18 years older than.
Whoa. Yeah, so that's like me and my sister. Yeah. Like,
and so it goes 18, and then what's the next highest?
Oh, hold on.
I'm putting you on the spot now.
Just got to do the maths.
Hold on. So... one of my sisters is turning 25.
Okay, yep. So it's big gap.
Seven years. And the next one, he's 18, so 19, my brother. And then my sister is 14, and then my brother is 13, then my sister is 9, and then my brother is 8. Something like that.
Yeah, it's such a huge
gap.
Yeah, and like, because like, I know my nephews, they're like 2 years apart. Like one's, I think 8. What? I think one's 10. I don't know. Mm. I think he just turned 10.
Dude, you look at me like, no, I know.
I'm just like,
Tim, he's 11.
Zah, why didn't you
Where's
know
Troy?
This?
Troy.
No, but like, at least because they like grow up together and stuff. It's just like, man, I can't imagine having that many siblings. Because I technically have 5 siblings, but like my older brothers and stuff are so much older than me that like I never really experienced the siblingness with them.
Were you out of home when your brother was born, your youngest sibling?
No, I was there.
You were still there, but like you would have moved out pretty soon after. So he probably, like, probably hardly remembers you being there. Yeah.
Fuck being in a house with a baby. Now, I don't think I could do it.
Many.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
I had to do it when I was a teenager.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think 13.
As a teenager, it might be a little bit harder, but imagine coming back as in like an adult and then moving into your family's house or something and then they have a kid. You'd be like, oh my God.
No.
It would drive me crazy.
So how was it being the oldest? Did you like it or like... Was it nice, like, were you the boss of, like, the siblings?
Look how small she is.
Yeah, like, I just want to know.
I'm tough.
I just want to know. Because I know I definitely got my way a lot as the oldest.
I thought the youngest always gets the way. Isn't there more pressure on the oldest?
Well, you have to remember I was the oldest and Seren was the youngest. And Seren was a little bit how you going.
Yeah.
And he would always like-
A little bit how you going.
Well, he would always be the one annoying me and always be the one that's sort of instigating it. My parents always knew that.
Yeah.
So they're always like, Zariel's the responsible one.
Yeah.
Seren is the one that annoys him. So we're going to side with the responsible child, the responsible angel of child.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever looked at as responsible. By my family.
I guess it's my fault. Like he had to live up to like my expectations.
Yeah, right.
So sorry, Serena, anyway, if you're listening.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah.
Go on, Chloe. What was the relationship with your family, your siblings like? Did you get along with your sisters and your brothers or was it like, oh, let's battle and fight each other?
So they're from two different families.
Brady Bunch style.
Me.
Huh?
I'm the only one of me.
Yeah. You're the only one with your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had like three brothers, one sister on one side, two sisters on the other side. And being the oldest of that.
Oh, so these aren't all under the, so they're like split between both your parents.
They're half.
They're half.
Oh, I was thinking like one big family, but they're like split between your dad and your mom.
Yeah. Well,
right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Cause I have an older brother on my dad's side and I have an older brother on my mom's side, but then both my sisters are full.
My dad stopped at Saran and then my mom had two more. So it was all still pretty.
Yeah.
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 It was okay. You definitely like, you have to mature quite quickly.
Yeah. Being the oldest like that.
Yeah. And you got to take care of them all. And it's like, you don't really get to experience all your teenagerhood as much as you should. Well, I mean, you can.
Especially in a big family like that. I think it's sort of obligated to step up a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't really have a choice.
Yeah. No, you kind of just like.
Unless you're a douchebag.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, unless you're a terrible child.
I was a very anxious nerd, so I just stayed home.
Yeah. Dude, that's the way to be these days.
Aren't we all? all.
Yeah. Looking back on it, you're like, fuck, what, all those years of partying, what did it do?
Were you the boss though? Were your siblings like, oh, better listen to Chloe, she's the oldest and the boss?
Only sometimes.
I guess it was easy. Yeah, I guess it was easier for me because if Saran annoyed me, I'd just like overpower him. But then if Rafi or Nani tried to annoy me, I was 13 and 16 years older, so I was like, shut up, child.
Yeah. Well, I remember when we used to go over to your parents' house and then they would start attacking us.
Actually.
And then they'll rile him up by accident. And then, yeah, his parents got annoyed at me.
my two younger siblings on my mom's side, quite much younger, they don't usually do this. So, but the other night I was there and Rafi decided he wanted to throw a pillow at me. And I was it's on.
Yeah.
And you know, Nani like was teaming up with him.
Yeah, classic.
And so I took them both at the same time. Course. I just like, hold them I, up grabbed, right. I grabbed both the pillows. He threw another at me. I just grabbed it, smothered them both and just like lay on top of them. And they were like, mom, help. I'm like, she's not going to help you. What do you think this is? I have all the power. Mom can't do anything. I'm twice her size. What's she going to do?
You're like, call for help.
And then it's like, dad. And he's like, no, I'm not dealing with that. Yeah. You started that.
Yeah. It's just like, have you seen that video on like TikTok or something where this kid like, punches his brother and then it hurts his hand and starts crying and he goes up to his mom. He's like, oh, he's just like, mom, fucking fall, idiot.
Yeah, that's the one thing about being the oldest. If in any way you hurt them, you're in heaps of shit.
Yeah, because you should know better.
Time, yeah. Right? Yeah. Although I was very good at being sly and making it so it wasn't my fault. Very good at, you know, bending around.
Silent assassin.
Yeah. I think I told this previously on a podcast, but I'll tell it again for your sake, Chloe. My brother one time was pissing me off. And then so I like, I don't know, I said abuse. I abused him in some way. I was like, oh, you fucking little shit, whatever. And so he like charged at me to attack me. And I was just like, idiot, stepped to the side and tripped him over. And behind our couch was like this wooden banister thing where we like hung frames and stuff. And he just like slammed his mouth on it and was just like bleeding everywhere. And I was like, oh, I'm fucked. And then mom was like, what happened? And he's just like, couldn't like actually speak. And was just like bleeding. Like, so they took him to hospital. And by the time it was all done, he'd like completely got over it and like never even brought it up. And I was just like.
Never dobbed on him. I remember there was this one time when I was in the lounge room in my old house and we had this, my mom was like obsessed with Elvis. She still is, but we had this like rug thing, but it was like a tapestry. It was supposed to like hang on the wall.
Uh-oh.
And we it was fucking old school Elvis. Anyway, so we had this tapestry and it was hanging over the heater pot and I wanted to learn how to do some Taekwondo. So I had this stick and I was watching, I don't know why I thought this was a good idea, but I was like, oh, let's fucking do this wall run. And I did this wall run and my foot immediately went through the wall.
Through
like,
the tapestry?
Yeah. Not through the tapestry, but it was behind the tapestry.
Oh, okay.
So the tapestry was actually protecting my
as
hole.
Long as you didn't ruin the Elvis no, thing. I know your mum would have disowned you.
She would have.
Yeah.
She loves Elvis. Killed me. She would have killed
Elvis.
Me.
She loves Elvis more than her children. Okay. I mean, I assume.
Named after Elvis.
So. Yeah. There we go.
Anyway, so luckily, so the tapestry was sitting there, but it was covered. It was hiding the evidence. So there was a massive hole behind it, huge hole. So I just like put it down and then just pretended it didn't happen, right? But then I was just like, kept thinking, I was like, well, they're going to find it eventually and they're going to blame me. So I like, coaxed my sister into a fight.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And I waited for her to like push me and I'll just fall into the wall.
You're like, oh.
And I was like, Casey, you fucking broke the wall.
Did she think it was her?
Well, she at first she did, but then she started catching on. She's like, you did this, didn't you? I'm like, I don't know what you fucking talk about.
You pushed me.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I've never admitted it until right now.
That's great. That's great. Oh.
Good times.
So you were saying a bit earlier, sorry, I'm trying to find a good angle for this. You were saying earlier that you were fat, sweaty nerd growing up or something similar.
I didn't hear the word fat.
And sweaty. But yeah, no, you said you were a bit of a nerd growing up. So
she said he did say used to be.
No. Wow. I'm trying to get to the point. Can you get over it?
Guys, he just got me fat and sweaty.
We're all a bit fat and sweaty. Okay, whoa. You were a nerd.
An anxious nerd.
An anxious, sweaty nerd. Okay.
Sweaty nerd. Fat sweaty nerds. What cares about calculus?
What made you a nerd? Like, what would you define? What were your hobbies that were nerdy?
Oh, I was just nerdy because I actually did the schoolwork.
Oh, so you actually did what you were supposed to do. Yeah.
So it wasn't like, you weren't like into like, I don't know, astrophysics or something. I'm trying to think of something.
Astrophysics is sick, dude.
Everyone used to call me Einstein's daughter. And I was like,
were you goody two shoes?
I was.
Yeah.
Were you an anime chick?
No, but
that's a different kind of nerd. Because
I was trying to define what kind of nerd.
That's a fandom nerd. I would say there's more geeks.
Yeah. You know,
geek and nerd. Nerd is so more like academic. Yeah. Academic nerd. Geek where geek like anime, is like fandom. Yeah.
Mm. So why are you no doctor yet? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, mild racism.
Yeah, I apologize to all my... Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Anyway... Let's just quickly change the subject on that one. I remember in school, I was called a nerd just because I didn't really have many friends in high school when I went to Queanbeyan High for that one semester. So, and I was getting bullied a lot. So I was avoiding the bullies, but I was going to the library and just playing chess. I was getting even more bullied after doing that.
Yeah.
Because I was just playing chess in the library. Dude. Kids are douchebags. Kids are douchebags. And then I remember we had like the you know those written exams that you have to do? I did one of those and I smashed this essay. It was just like, you know those in-class essays when you just flow and you're just like, well, I don't have time to actually like second guess myself. You just write.
Just do it.
And I was writing for ages and I ended up writing like a page and a half in like, you know, 20 minutes. It was pretty quick. And the two of my bullies were like sitting around me and they were struggling. And then I saw, till this day, I remember it because they looked, they're like, look at him. And then he's just like, nerd. And he like mimed nerd to his friends. I'm like, yeah, I'm the one that's fucking an idiot right now.
Yeah.
Because you can't write a fucking essay and I'm the fucking loser.
You know what's going to be good when I'm older?
Paychecks. Yeah. Like, you working for
not
me.
Not being on the dole.
Yeah.
But honestly, kids are the worst though. They're such
douchebags.
Such little dicks.
Well, they're drunk people and the kids are the only people that are honest in the world, I think.
Like, that is
true honesty. True honesty with no remorse.
They don't care about consequences.
On my birthday, my nephews called me, FaceTimed me. I was in bed because I had just finished work, but I picked up the call. First thing they said was, happy birthday, are you bald? And I was like, yes, I am bald, you fucking douchebag.
Yes, your brother. Does your brother still have all his hair?
Yeah.
Fucking douche. That's so rude.
He's got all of his hair.
But did his dad have hair? Or do you know?
I don't remember. I think he's still his dad's. Yeah,
that's
what
a fucking
hair.
Dickhead. Yeah. How dare he?
Fucking annoying, dude. Like my older brother on my dad's side doesn't. He was losing it. Yeah, he was losing it when I was.
But that's so rude of your nephews.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They do it all the time though. They're like, "Are you losing your hair? What's going on? What kind of haircut is that?" It's like, stop willing one. Stop willing haircut.
Does your 8-year-old brother, who's probably taller than you, come up to you? Are you really short? Are you really short?
He's actually like up to.
Can he like beat you up yet?
Not yet.
I remember that.
I told you, I'm the strongest.
I forgot that you're
the strongest. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tough.
Whatever you say.
I still remember the day when I became stronger than my sisters, because they would beat me up all the time. And like my sister moved out. I think I've said this story before on the podcast, so sorry again. But for your sake, Chloe, my older sister moved out, and they used to give me swirlies, right?
Aww.
My older brother and my older sister used to give me swirlies, and I hated it. I hated it so much. It got to the point where I knew that all they wanted me to, like, they wanted to do it and they wanted me to struggle. So when they started threatening to me, you know what? I was like, fuck you. And I just did it myself. And took the power right out of their fucking sails completely. They never did it again after that. But
took the fun away.
Yeah. And then my sister moved out. And then when she came back, she like tried to, she was just giving me shit. And she was like poking me and just trying to, and I just picked her up and I threw her on a bed. And then she's like, things have changed.
That's the moment.
Yeah. It was a good day. It was a good day. Yeah.
So how about hobbies? Tell us right now.
Were you born in Canberra?
No.
Okay. Were you
going to ask, were you born? I was like, no.
Were you ever a kid?
Were you a test tube baby?
What? Well, I mean, it didn't grow very much.
No, go on. Continue.
No. I was born in Queensland and then I was part of a defence family. So we moved everywhere.
I was going to say, why'd you come here?
Defence.
Makes sense. Man, you must be cold. Must have been really cold when you first moved here, coming from Queensland.
Well, actually, before I came to Canberra, I was in England.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So she's experienced it all.
Used to the cold.
Oh, yeah. And I came back and I was like, this ain't shit.
Yeah.
Dude, my nan comes out from Sydney.
Sunlight.
It's like 18 degrees and she's like, it's fucking freezing down here, Tim. Oh, fucking does anyone do here? I'm like, I love a nice day.
I love how you do her voice.
Yeah, it's right.
Because it sounds so much like Sue that I could imagine that's actually how she sounds.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I was dating one of my girlfriends. I wanted to meet my family. We were going up to Sussex Inlet. And I had to like warn her. I was like, my nan is not like other nans. And she's like, what do you mean? I was just like, well, does your nan swear every second word?
Mine swears.
Well, my girlfriend at the time was like super like innocent, like in a family. Like, she doesn't even swear.
I love swearing.
Yeah, same. But she barely swore. So then when like she first met my grandma and I was just like, I think I gave a shit because I always give a shit. She's just like, fuck you, Tim. Fuck you, you little bitch.
And fuck your girlfriend. You know?
It's like, you fucking suck eggs.
She sounds great.
Yeah, she's a rort, that's for sure. She's a funny old lady.
When I went to Egypt when I was 11, I went with my grandparents.
Well, you loved it, right?
It was great. My grandmother, she's British and she's quite, she doesn't take shit. Like if anything is a slight inconvenience, it's the worst thing in the world. And she just will just fucking let you know about it.
Oh yeah.
So when we were in Egypt, a lot of people obviously like will beg for money.
Give me money, give me food.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, come.
White people, you have money.
Come buy my things, come to my shop. Yeah. And like people get their kids to like bother you and like hassle you for money and shit. So-
Guilt trip ya.
The first thing I learned how to say hello and thank you. And the third thing I learned was fuck. Or like bugger off. Fuck off. She said it was bugger off, but I reckon it was fuck off. Yeah. But so whenever kids come up, she'd be like, no, no, no. And then they'd be like, oh. No.
Picturing this old lady. Yeah, I know. Like, get away from me.
Yeah,
bugger off. I don't need food for you.
Can you imagine just a little kid going, hey, can I have a sandwich? Fuck off. And they're just like,
it was like when I went to on the cruise ship, it was the same thing. We went to a place, I think it was Noumea or the one before Noumea, I forgot what it was called, but it was like their only tourism, their only source of economy was the cruise ship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like they need this cruise ship. So as soon as you get off, there's about 500 people there just begging to take you places. They're like, oh, I've got a taxi, I've got a taxi. And they're like just everywhere. And like it was very intimidating because it's just like you want to make the right call, but then if you don't, everyone else is annoyed at you and just like, so we walked away, we got away from the place and then we found this one nice guy and we're like, all right, we'll got a taxi. But then everywhere else, as soon as you get out, like you're just mobbed again. It's crazy. And I'm just like, man, imagine living in a place like that where you're so relying on this like industry, especially when COVID happened. Like what would have happened there when there was no cruise ships?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
What happened?
Lost a lot of money.
Yeah. You know?
So- You went to England. You've been anywhere else? Tell us about it.
Oh, I've been to heaps of places.
Oh, elaborate. Elaborate.
Humble brag.
Yeah. So must everywhere. Be nice. All right.
Where haven't I been?
Yeah, fuck.
I haven't been to a lot of places.
You're such a traveled connoisseur.
She's wise in her travel days.
Very wise. Very wise.
Yeah. All right.
Wise.
What was your best place that you've been to then?
Your favorite.
Oh. That's a hard question.
Hurry up. We ain't got all day. We only got an hour of recording.
Give us the best top three.
First thing comes to your head, go. Sorry.
No, I would say that England was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go.
Did you just go do the normal stuff like Stonehenge and stuff?
Well, I was too young. Oh, yeah, I was a kid when I went over there, so I went there for school.
Oh, must be nice.
Was everyone like, oh, you got a funny accent?
Oh, no, legit. Everyone made fun of me.
What kind of English fucking accent was that?
So, what's funny? Sorry, I'll let you continue. I just wanted to bring up my granddad went to boarding school in England when he was like 10 or something. And he's Australian. Like, he was born in Australia. His family's from Australia. So, when he went to England in boarding school, all the English kids would give him shit for having an Australian accent. But then because he boarded there, he started picking up the accent.
Yep.
So then when he came home, his brothers gave him shit for having an English accent. And I remember he was saying that his principal was like, Rory, say Latin. And he's like, Latin.
Latin.
And he's like, ha ha, Latin. And like with like his principal would like tease him, ha ha, Latin. It's Latin.
You fucking idiot.
Anyway, sorry. Well, continue.
No, they'd totally make fun of my accent when I went over there. They'd be like, oh, say this and say that. And there was one time where So they have different words for certain clothing.
Yeah.
Right? And we were doing a play one time.
Like trousers.
Yeah. So we were doing a play one time and I was like, oh, I brought my sparkly black thongs to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And classic. They all looked at me like.
Same as the States. Yeah.
Right.
Aren't you a 14-year-old?
These kids are like.
Like, and man, I was like,
and
yeah,
the, and the teacher was like, you fucking what?
Australians are fucking wild, dude.
I was like, yeah, they've got little silver sequins all over them and everything. And they're still looking at me like, what?
Why do you have a pair?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, flip-flops. Yeah.
That's an American thing too. They're like, man, that's-
It's everywhere but Australia, I feel like. Yeah. Wait, I don't even know. Did New Zealand call them thongs?
No, they call them jangles.
Jangles.
Jangles over there. Yeah, I don't know. It's even weirder.
Yeah, I wish a Kiwi person
would get a pair of jangles in you.
I wish Kiwi person would come say jangles, so the whole world can be like,
well, jangles, jangles are their flip flops. I don't know what they call thongs, like g strings. I'm assuming just g strings, g bangers. You know,
any Kiwi people listening, please let us know.
Please let us know what you call g strings.
That's a
pretty solid point there.
Yeah.
Jangles
is a sick. Did some of the New Zealand like words? I'm just like, what the fuck?
You guys seen Beach Days?
No, I haven't.
Oh, who has it? That is such old.
Like, actually,
who has it? Oh, me.
Jesus Christ! What kind of guests are you bringing onto this thing?
Check it out when you go home tonight. Just type in Beach Days on YouTube, and you'll see it's like a cartoon with like a whale and like a pelican, and they're like chatting, and they're like they're like super Kiwi and it's
very
funny.
Kiwi.
It's funny.
It's like, do you want some chips, bro?
You want a chop, a potato chop?
It's just, oh, I can't. It's basically chew, racism on YouTube. But that was like big when you know, the
that's like old school internet.
It's like, you're a wizard. You've heard that, right? Mm-hmm. The Harry, you're a wizard thing. It was the same thing.
Heard that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Who hasn't heard that one?
Jesus Christ. Anyway, we're halfway through. Do you want to do the box of mystery?
Box of mystery.
Let's see what we've got in here. All right.
And we promise we'll try and let you talk more. I feel like we just like.
No.
We just ask questions. That's right. Go for it.
She likes just listening to us rattle on.
Oh,
shit. It's a good one.
Toxic femininity.
Oh, we've had that
one already.
No, take that one.
Take
that
one
last week. Okay. What did you put it back in there?
I don't remember.
Just shred it. Did you have a shredder?
Just shred it.
Yeah, it was like, we've tried to bring that up twice now. And like the last time it still didn't make sense because we had three guys versus one girl.
Yep.
This one's a tough one. Are you sure you want to do this?
Read it out and we'll make a decision.
Abortion.
Oh, we've had that one too.
Are you putting them back in, Tim?
Keep going. We'll just keep going until we find one we haven't had.
Okay.
Suits. But it's the suit one.
Has social media been a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's a good fucking question.
All right, start us off, Chloe. Question.
Social media.
Yeah, what's your views?
Look, I'd say recently it's probably been a bit more of a bad thing,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that like everyone has been so disconnected from COVID and everything, so they think that social media makes them connected, but in reality it makes everybody disconnected, mm-hmm. because you're just talking to a screen. No one goes out anymore. No one talks anymore.
Don't talk shit about my best friend, dude.
It's actually, and it's really, I agree. Like it's gotten to the point now where it's changing fundamentals of how society works, which is like, I suppose it's like you have to innovate at the same, but I think people are definitely too dependent on it.
They're way too reliant on it.
It's weird because I don't even use social media to communicate with people really. I mean, I do have Facebook Messenger and stuff, but I still have Facebook usually for the videos and I just like scroll.
Yeah, do you include, is YouTube included?
Yeah, that's the social media I would say. Well, I mean, it is and it isn't because technically you connect to people and then people put content out. So it's still social media site.
I think that there's pros and cons, obviously.
Definitely.
I agree completely.
Everything in moderation.
I think there's just the whole thing with the internet and being so digital and virtual now is going to cause that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's going to cause people to be complacent with social interactions and relationships, and people become dependent on it. Mm-hmm. And that can be bad. But then at the same time, I feel like it brings a lot of good things. You know, you can share... You can share your videos, your content. You can
share your life.
You can people make a living from being social influencers, being streamers, being YouTube content creators. So I feel like it's brought a lot of people joy, and it's brought a lot of people, you know,
don't get
they
me
sustain
wrong.
Their life like, from it. So it's definitely, there's pros and cons.
It definitely is like, I would say it's a good concept. Like, I don't know. It's because it's each social media is different too. So like the TikTok and stuff, I think is fine.
Cause I never use TikTok.
I don't have it. Don't get me wrong. I don't have it. I've seen videos and stuff.
I used TikTok before it was cool.
But like the TikToks and stuff, I mean, yeah, you post some stupid videos and blah, blah, blah. But like the one that I hate the most and I think should die is Twitter. Like I just don't think the point of Twitter. Because the one thing I don't do on any of my social media apps, I don't like post statuses, and that's all Twitter. Twitter is just statuses.
Yeah, it's like one tiny element that you could just use on Facebook.
Exactly. And I'm just like, well, look, all these famous people and stuff have Twitter, but now it's just this political like engine that's just posting your stupid-
I've never touched it.
Yes, yeah, posting your stupid opinions that no one cares about. No one cares that you're going to the shops and buying groceries, dude.
Do you guys still use Snapchat?
I downloaded it again the other day just to see if I had like a list of snaps, and I hadn't had any, so I just downloaded it.
I wonder if you just don't get them when you haven't got the app.
Well, if because I'm pretty sure you can deactivate it, but if you just delete the app, your account's still active.
Yeah.
It's just like Facebook.
Yeah, I had it for a while, and I just got so sick of just getting snaps that were just completely irrelevant to anything from people. And I was just like, I don't care.
Yeah, well,
so I deleted it. Just a snap of the wall or something.
Yeah.
Guys.
Just text me at that point.
Wow.
Just text
me that
point. It's just like, I swear Snapchat was created for young boys to get nudes. Oh,
it's
easier.
Totally dick pic central. Yeah. What it was.
Mate. Yeah. Mate. But then you think of, would you consider like dating apps social media as well?
100%.
I would.
100%. So, and that side of things as well, I say good on them because that's how, you know.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Yeah.
See, I look at some of the dating apps and I'm like, it looks like you're just flipping through a magazine and I don't like.
And it's definitely, it's a different experience for females to guys.
Oh, totally.
Social media,
I have
for sure.
to say, sorry, but like.
Tell us, Chloe.
Guys are easy.
Just like the first day of having it on just say Tinder, I'd already have 99 plus. Whereas I've talked to some guys and they're like, oh, and you have like 4 likes.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, wow.
And I've had this app for 2 years.
And that's what I say to them. And I'm just like, because the competition on Tinder, for instance, every match that I get, that match has 300 matches.
Yeah, it's
so
ridiculous,
it's just like,
right?
So you have to either be the funniest motherfucker on the first. That's why it's just like, it's so hard to get people's attention.
Really hard for guys, especially because there is that type of stigmatism of, oh, you're a creepy pedo who just wants to have sex with me or something.
And then they don't think they need to contribute because they're like, if you don't say something that's striking in the first thing, they just won't reply to you. There's 100 people to talk to.
This is the thing with guys is that most of them are desperate.
Oh, yes.
And so if you are a somewhat attractive girl, that's all you need. And guys are like, yep, match. Oh, hey, I'd like
you. Do
you
know how many messages I got when I didn't even get a hi? It was just, so when are we having sex?
And are you serious? Like, that's the first thing.
It was not even a pun.
I wait for my sex.
It wasn't anything.
There's those guys that are like, this has not worked 99 times previously.
But this is the one.
Maybe this 100th time, she'll be like, fuck yeah, I'm coming over.
You could have just said hi.
Yeah.
That would have done it.
But then the thing is,
wouldn't have though.
That's
no,
the thing.
It
wouldn't have. That's the thing was because guys are so desperate and creepy is girls can just like post their photos and guys are like, yep. But like as a guy, I feel like girls are looking like beyond that. They're like, what's his character like? Is he funny? What's his interest?
What's his
future?
So
guys have to put a lot of effort into it. And then they have to put a lot of effort into the messaging. And girls are like, yeah, come on, impress.
No,
me.
I know. I totally understand. I know how biased it is.
It's
we had
crazy.
A whole episode on dating, and I think this was a lot of what we brought up. In the,
you can tell that we still have resentment from it.
Absolutely. I had this one chick who like, I was like messaging her, and she seemed really keen. And she was like, yeah. She was like, well, what are your interests? I was telling her. She said, oh, it's really cool. And then was going. And then I was like, hey, let's hang out. And she was like, yeah, sounds good. And then like, I was trying to organize it. And I asked for a number. No reply.
It's just like.
And so I was like,
ouch.
Okay. Yeah. So I was like, I didn't want to like seem desperate. So I didn't say anything. And I waited like a day or two. And I was like, oh, hey, just wondering if you still want to hang out. And she's like, yeah, I sent you my number. I was like, I didn't receive it. Can you send it again? No reply. I was like,
just fucking
are you playing games with me? I don't understand what's happening. What is this?
Funniest story.
Go on.
So the way that I met my partner, right, was through Tinder.
Oh. What a shock. What a shock.
Yeah.
So I had just broken up with my ex and it was my first ever time going on Tinder.
Classic.
Very anxious person.
Shy, sweaty, fat nerd.
Yeah.
Sweaty, fat nerd.
That's your bio, sweaty, fat nerd.
Just
guys
there,
are like,
guys,
finally! Match. When are we having sex?
In Naruto outfits.
sorry. Okay, go
I've
on.
Never actually seen Naruto.
Yeah, that's what you want everyone to think.
But yeah, I had Tinder set it up for the first time. Immediately got like 99 plus likes. So I was like, oh, overwhelming. All of my photos.
Half of them were dick pics.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, legit. I had, at the time, I was working in an industry where I was in working in a club. So with like pokies, bar and everything like that.
Good vibes.
Not quite very good vibes, but you know, we'll go with that. And I had a lot of stalkers and a lot of people who would try to get with me. I had a few marriage proposals from these guys.
I'll just go pause there. I think that's another thing that's one thing that the male sex have above the girl's sex. We don't really get many stalkers. Like if we get stalkers, they're gonna kill you.
They're like
they want to kill you. But like you, like, I swear girls get stalkers all the fucking time.
I saw you messaging your mother. Do you love her more than me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll kill her.
I just don't understand. Like what goes through a guy's mind is like, you know what? I'm just gonna unsolicited send like these fucking roses to this chick's house, even though she hasn't told me where she lives.
Yeah. Right. So they'd follow me all around the club.
That's
and they
so
thought
creepy.
That they could get me from like giving me tips and stuff. So all of that sort of stuff. So when I
did you milk it and get the tips?
Well, look, sometimes you
yeah, of course
things.
You did.
Yeah, girl got to make money. Girl got to eat.
You got to make a living, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had made my profile so that all of my photos were a little bit more obscure than they should have been. So like a little bit closer, half of my face or something, or my cat.
I was gonna say hide your fattiness, but
it's like only pictures of your cat. When are we having sex?
So the people that can't like aren't watching the video right now, we're saying this because she's very much not fat. We just have to point that out.
Yeah.
Totally fine. You guys can imagine me how you'd like.
Yeah.
And my name wasn't actually my name.
Okay.
Right? So, but I
wasn't. Was it like Ben?
I totally have my name is Ben. So I had this completely different name, all these different photos. And then I matched with my partner actually because one of his photos, he was cooking spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
you were like,
I like spaghetti.
And then you messaged him,
just had a cat.
When are we
in the next one?
Kick me spaghetti.
Oh, how the turntables.
The difference is, we have a much different answer.
Sorry. Continue.
So we matched and it took him ages to convince me to go on a date. He's like, please let me show you I'm not an axe murderer or something. Just straight up.
Classic Tinder line, yeah.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
And we met up. But usually before I met up with someone, I clarified with them, hey, just so you know, I'm not lying. This is actually my name. I'm using this because if people from the club find me, all hell's going to break loose. I don't want to put up with that.
Fun time.
So you were using an alias.
Yes, it was an alias name.
You're like, so basically before the first date, you're like, by the way, I've got all this baggage.
Yeah, pretty much. Here you go. You sure you want to meet up with me? So we met up. And I'd completely forgotten to tell him my actual name.
Okay.
So he was just sitting there.
He's like, oh, hey, Ben. Hey Lisa. Hey, Ben.
So I walked up to, I think we met at Coca Black. I walked up and he saw that I was like looking lost and he came up to me and I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Chloe. And he's like, shit, did I just pick up someone's date? And he sat there for a full 10 minutes.
Well, he didn't even say it.
No, he sat there. For a full 10 minutes contemplating whether to leave or not because I didn't tell him his name and I straight up was like, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry. This is my real name.
That is actually hilarious.
You're like, sorry, I'm in the witness protection program.
Literally. So I had to explain it, try and get him to stay or he could leave. And then
he's like, oh, that's so interesting. Oh, yeah, tell me more.
At least you met in a public place. You're like, that's a weird catfish.
So that's how we met up.
No, that's great.
I accidentally lied.
That's a great story.
There was no accident about that. You just lied.
I didn't tell the truth by accident.
I think a lot of people don't put their real name on Facebook. I remember there was one time like when Hinge first came out and I put my like full details on there and I didn't realize that I had my first name, my last name. Everyone could find me completely easily. And then there was one chick that was just like, by the way, you should probably take your last name off this. I'm like, that's a good point. Why do I have this on there? Because they would just immediately find my Facebook and just find all this information. But that was at the time they also told me that they're like, your Facebook privacy settings are ridiculously scary. So I changed all that too.
I'm a very good investigator though. So even if you did just have a first name, I'd be able to find you instantly.
Oh, mate, there was this one girl.
Well, yeah, with my first name.
Yours.
There was this one girl I was talking to and she was like, she just refused to like tell me her last name. And I was just like, I'll find you. And she's like, no, that's no, sorry, creepy, no, no. Dude.
Well, wait, when you were talking on Tinder?
No, no, she gave me her number.
Okay, she gave me her number.
So like, we would already met up.
No, when are we having sex? What's your last name? Sorry.
She actually told me her last name, but she apparently on Facebook, it was like different. And she's like, you'll never be able to find me on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I ended up finding her on LinkedIn, and from LinkedIn, then I found her on Facebook. Nice. And then she's just like, yeah, classic recruiter finding me on fucking LinkedIn, you piece of shit.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a funny, she was a funny girl. Good times.
Dude, yeah, there's fucking Tinder, the Tinder game is fucked.
Single game. The single game at all.
Our friend, she made a game of it where she was trying to get as many matches as possible. And when guys would send her creepy shit, she would like kind of go along with it. Yeah. Like obviously she's not interested, but she would like try to see what they would say and see how ridiculous it would get. And she had a collection of dick pics.
Oh no.
She showed me some of them and I was just like, what the fuck? Why are they sending you
just
this shit?
Send them all dick pics. And then what I would do is when someone would say, hey, send nudes, just send a dick pic back to them. Like send another person's dick pic to them.
Yes,
like, she's like, you asked for nudes. You didn't say what sex.
Yeah, I know. And it's just like, I don't understand like what it is guys think is like,
well, they think like, okay, let me send you a straight up dick pic. That'll get him. Definitely.
Do you know what it is?
Like the first time, let's do it again.
Do you know what it is? It's because guys, all they want to do is see a naked woman. That's all they want. They're like, I want some tits and ass. That's what we want to see. And for some reason in our brain, we're like, well, if we want to see that on a girl, surely a girl wants to see that on us.
But
100% no, because dicks are gross and ugly.
I learned a bit too late in my life, unfortunately.
You said some dick pics, dude.
No, I didn't. I promise. But I learned later.
I didn't know we had sound effects.
Yeah, dude. You're part of this now.
You're part of this.
That's why we put a wall here so you can't touch them. But
if anyone can't see, she's in like a glass case.
I actually couldn't see the button. It worked.
Over the tub.
This one's my favorite when like Zara doesn't like make a good joke.
You've never used that on me.
No, this one.
You've never used it on me. I used it on Sam last week.
Sam, okay.
Yeah, yeah. When Zara makes a bad joke, which you've never done.
Well,
because it never happens.
Well, that's because we'd just be pressing it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just going to be.
What I was going to say is that, well, I probably learned when I was like, you know, like 19 or something. And I was just like, oh, I didn't realize that's how it works. It's like the way that attraction works between guys and girls. And how guys are very visual and like, oh, she's naked. That's hot. And like, ooh.
Attraction is first for guys,
whereas,
for sure.
Whereas girls is a lot more emotional and like how I feel, like how they make me feel and all that stuff. Whereas guys can just be like, yeah, she's hot, I'm in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think for sure, especially early on in teens, I think now more than anything, we're just like, oh man, I don't want to fucking... You definitely need to be attracted to them.
I think as you get older, it gets less and less important. Well, when you're 16, you're like, yep. Looks are
still important. Like the initial attraction has to be there. If you're not attracted to them, then nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you're attracted to them, then after that, like if I had like a perfect 10 in front of me, but she had a personality of a 3, I wouldn't date her.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
But you would still take it a bit.
I would fuck her for sure. That's a different question.
That's
a different question.
But that's like, the thing. If there was a guy and he was like a 10 in looks, but he had like personality of a fish, would you fuck him or not?
Well, see, I'm very different in that way.
Why?
Well, because I need to have some sort of emotional connection with
that's
you.
That's what I mean.
But everyone's different.
So even if you're 100% attracted to them, but you still need that emotional,
like, lack. He's like
some sort of connection. I can't just be like, yep, I'm going to just go like
with
you.
Yeah, I mean, I can do it. It's not, it's enjoyable, but it's just like, you can go with or without. Yeah. You can go with or without. Sex is definitely better when, you know, you like the person that you're in bed with.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. If you don't like them, well, fuck that.
There definitely is like benefits to both though. And there's both are valid just as one like for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, if you have as much casual sex as you fucking feel it. Like it, dude.
Oh, thanks for the permission.
You're welcome. Dude.
Oh, thank you.
You don't even need to go to the gym.
I was like so like depressed about it.
Well, you're not allowed to have casual sex. I'm not giving you permission to have casual sex.
What was that just before?
Mate, fucking, yeah, just get on him. Get on him, dude. Keep a fucking collar on you.
Let's pick one more.
Pick another one?
Man, right. Let's go. I'll pick one. Chloe, you've got to think of maybe two then to make sure.
You just need to write some down so it never runs out.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you pick one?
Are you? Tim's picking one.
Unexpectedly good TV shows/movies. So movies that you found, maybe I suppose guilty pleasure movies would be another way to say it. So things that you didn't expect to be good but was actually really good. I'll start. The Hannah Montana movie. I fucking love that movie. Oh, I fucking love that movie.
So good. It's actually so good.
I could literally watch that movie anytime, anywhere.
I haven't seen that in years.
Then neither have I. But I could watch it. I could watch it tomorrow and it would be equally as fun.
So I used to work at Dendy, as you guys probably know. So we got to see free movie. Like we got free tickets. You could take a friend with you. That was a terrible throw.
fuck you.
So one of my colleagues at work was like, hey, like when do you finish? And I was like, oh, I finish in two or whatever. He's like, do you want to catch a movie? I was like, yeah, sure. We have a little mandate. It'd be cute.
That's adorable.
And we went and saw that movie, Coco. The Disney, cartoon movie. The Disney, like Pixar one.
Oh, yeah. And it's like Mexico. That was actually such a good movie.
Is that with Johnny Depp? Johnny Depp is the main? No, that's the gecko one. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's Rango.
Rango. So I went in to see it. And I was a little bit like annoyed that was the one that we were seeing. I was kind of like, oh, like really that one? Like, oh God.
Pixar movies are surprisingly good.
Yeah, I was like, fine, I'll go see it. And then I went in and then like a quarter of the way through, I was like, man, this is a good choice.
It's actually really good.
I've done a full 180. I'm fucking all in on fucking Coco. Fuck yes.
How emotional was it though? Oh,
I don't want to talk about it.
I haven't seen it. So I haven't seen it. And now that you've talked it up, I want to. So no spoilers.
So emotional.
It's just a good movie. You know, it's just like enjoyable.
You know what movie that I was surprisingly had a lot of emotions that I can't ever watch again? There's two movies that I cried to. There's Click. Mm-hmm. Click with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that was actually quite sad at the end there.
I literally cannot watch that movie without fucking bawling my eyes out.
You know what my favorite scene from that movie is?
Which one?
When he's like fast forwarding to work, but then he slow-mos for the chick that's like,
oh yeah, just running. Like, boom, boom.
And he's like, nice.
I like when he farts in David Hasselhoff's face and he's just like, man, do you taste shit? Yeah. And then the other really sad one, I completely forgot about it now.
Yeah, I was just talking about Click. Love the Austin Power movies.
Ooh, that is a good
movie.
Not the
first one, but the second one and the third one.
Gold Members, by far one of my favorite movies. Honestly, that was so funny.
So good. I love the Austin Power movies. Dude.
Smoking a pancake. Bongin' a blitz.
How's this, baby? Lower.
How's this, baby? I think those kind of movies where it's just like super quotable. I think they're just stupid, like stoner comedies, I would say. Right? Like drug talk. Like they're just like, you know, Pineapple Express? Mm. Like those kind of movies where they're just, it's so dumb and the jokes are just so dumb that you're just like, man, I fucking love this movie.
I talked this in the episode with Weebeck, but when I was like bored one day, I was like, Mom, what's a good movie to watch? And she was like, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
How good is that movie?
And I was like, I looked at the like what it was about and I was like, this sounds like the dumbest movie. And then I watched it, I'm like, oh my God, that was so good.
Yeah. It's like so dumb, but it's so good.
Have you seen the trailer?
If you are us from the future, what number are you thinking of? 69, dudes!
Whoa.
Yeah, there's like a number two and a number three now.
Number three, they're like 40 years old.
One.
They're
like I didn't know there was a number two already. I thought that was the number two.
No, number two came out like shortly after the first. Oh, and then number three was like released last year or some shit. Where they're both like 50 years old. Yeah.
Dude, I love it.
I haven't seen either of those.
Keanu Reeves is just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just remake everything.
I love Keanu Reeves.
Dude, he's
what a beautiful soul.
Someone broke.
He's a 10 person.
Broke my, like, shattered my image of Keanu Reeves, though, the other day. It's like, because I love all these movies, and still to this day, I still do. But they said they're like, yeah, but he's not a good actor. I was like, what do you mean he's not a good actor? His movies are great. He's just like, yeah, but he's the same character in all of his movies.
Doesn't matter.
And I'm just like, what do you mean? He's just like, think about it. Think about Speed. Think about how he's the same character that he's in Speed as in Matrix, because he's just monotone.
He's just
doesn't really show emotions.
Except in Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted's, he's different. Because he's like he's an idiot. A dumb teenager. Yeah.
He's a dumb
as opposed
dumb.
To being a dumb adult.
Yeah. did you see the new Matrix movie?
No.
Yeah. Neither of you did?
No.
Yeah, don't. I hated it. But like, because I told that to my friend Damien, you know Damien, and he said when he watched it, he fucking loved it. And I literally said to him, I have no idea how you loved that movie. Mm. It was just everything, every single moment of that movie made me angry. Like I was watching it with Woz and both of us were just like, this is so shit. Like this is so shit.
Yeah. I can't think of any TV shows that I've watched. I feel like with movies and TV shows, I like plan to watch them ahead of time. And so I'm like, make the decision of whether they're good or not ahead of time. I'm not going to be like, oh, that movie looks shit. I'm going to watch it.
I'll always watch movies. Even if people tell me they're shit, I'll always watch them to put my own opinion on them because I like a lot of movies that people don't. Mm. Like a lot of my friends, like, you know, have you seen Alita Battle Angel? Or that's dude.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, I was working.
That was a boss movie. I loved that movie. And like, yeah, I fucking love that movie. But I was watching it with Whammy. And Whammy hated that movie. And I was like, how do you
hate this movie? A bit of a movie critic.
Yeah, that so one. It's just like, I know that I like movies that other people don't, but then there's movies that I hate that other people love.
That's
yeah.
true. Like, that's so true.
We were talking about it with Weebek. Weebek was saying he loved Interstellar, and I loved Interstellar.
I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's really good.
What's just that movie?
But did he say he hated Interstellar?
No, I loved it.
No, but didn't he say Weebek didn't?
No, Weebek said that was one of his favorite movies. Okay, yeah. But I remember talking about Interstellar with somebody or a group of people, and like majority of the people said it was terrible.
I find the people that say it was terrible don't really understand it. Like it's because it's a long movie, but like there's also a lot of nuances that they don't sort of spoon feed you. It leaves it up to the interpretation of the person in the audience.
Having to use our brain.
Yeah. So
I refuse.
A lot of the people like they don't really get the science and the space and the astrophysics that they went into in like time displacement, like in Interstellar. If they don't understand that and it hurts their brain, they're just like this movie.
I feel like, but I feel like you don't need to so much understand it. I feel like they just deliver.
It's a cool concept.
A lot of the concepts and like, you know, the emotions with these. I won't spoil anything, but
you haven't seen it?
Yeah.
You should watch it. That's a good movie.
I will.
Definitely watch it. And it's just, I just think it was just all around a good package movie.
Yeah.
Do you know actually what is a good movie? It's really old one, but I only watched it like last year or something.
Princess Bride.
No.
That's another one. Yeah. My mom was like, you should watch Princess Bride. I was that's like, dumb. Oh, that's
it's
a great
movie. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. I think any movie that was made in the 90s, I think 90s was just like peak of like great scripts.
But yeah, what was the movie?
Donnie Darko.
Oh, Donnie Darko is a great movie.
Right? How messed up is
dude,
it?
It's fucked.
It's so good.
Dude, Gyllenhaal is so good in that movie.
I watched it when I was really young and I didn't like it.
Mm.
It's because it's terrifying.
Because I was like, because I was really young. And then I watched it again when I was older and I appreciated it a lot more and I understood what was going on. I was like,
do you guys remember the old movie, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I haven't seen it.
We used to watch that, and like, I'm pretty sure I said this on the podcast too, but like, it used to give me nightmares
because
you know the guy that used to steal children, like with the big nose,
and he had
like this ice cream thing. He's just like, come and play, kiddies, and then he like tricks these kids to go on the back of his van. Like it's fucked up, and I had nightmares of this fucking guy, and. Do you know how much my family gave me shit? Because they're like, you fucking scared of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, I was scared of The Mummy.
Dude, The Mummy was a great movie.
I used to have nightmares of The Mummy, okay?
Yeah. Right at the end when he's like fucking like runs into that pool of black goo. Dude, Brendan Fraser was fucking badass in that movie. Man, he's so old now.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser. He's put on a lot of weight.
Well, he did that for a movie called The Whale.
That makes sense. Where he was playing the whale.
He's playing a very, very obese dude.
Right.
Now, a lot of it's prosthetics, but he also put on a fuckload of weight for it. And apparently it's a really good movie. He got an 8-minute standing ovation at Sundance. Yeah.
Nice.
Interesting.
I can't think of any other TV shows.
Yeah, especially like ones that you don't, because most of the, my view on TV shows, I give them 2 episodes. Because the first episode is either a hit or a miss. Like sometimes it's a hit, but if the first episode is bad, and then I always go to the second episode. If it doesn't get better, I never watch.
But there's so many shows that I've watched where I'll like watch like a season or like 2 seasons out of like 8, and then just stop.
Yeah.
And it's not so much that I hate the show or I don't think it's good. I enjoy the show, but I'm not committed enough to finish.
And it does. I feel those ones don't give you the hook because like you need. In a TV show, you need something to hook you to keep watching. Like, and that's like, that's why whenever someone says, oh, you need to get past the first season. I'm like, well, it's a shit show then. If you need to get through a whole season before the show comes good, you're like, no one's going to get to season 2 if the first season's shit.
What's your favorite TV show, Chloe? And what's your favorite movie? Tell us.
My favorite movie. Everyone knows about me. Okay. Oh. Everyone knows it about me.
My cat, Seb. It's like a home video.
Life of the fat, sweaty nurse.
My favorite all-time movie, and I don't like musicals, but this one's an exception.
Musicals.
No, musicals are weird. Oh, God, no.
Hairspray's a terrible movie.
I liked it.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that's a great movie. I did know that.
This is Halloween.
Yes, I did know that. Halloween is my vibe. Because
she always
Halloween.
Used to wear like, what's his name? Jack?
Jack Skellington.
Yeah. She always used to wear like Jack Skellington clothes to work.
Have you seen The Corpse Bride too?
Yes. What do you mean have I seen? Tim Burton is my favorite director. Jesus Christ, man.
Actually, I don't like musicals much either, but I really enjoyed Sweeney Todd.
That was a good, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet, but I downloaded it.
You'll love that movie.
So much of a Tim Burton fan.
Oh, wow.
Fucking one of the main ones.
TV show?
Favorite TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that's such a hard question.
I mean, Rick and Morty's pretty damn good.
Ooh. Because I think that's a different, like, it's weird because there's different, I have different, like, levels. Yeah. I have different genres of TV shows, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Rick and Morty I like watching, but it's usually background music.
I don't see, like, so those, like, sitcom cartoon shows,
I don't see it as TV.
Like they're TV shows, but I don't consider them like shows. Yeah. They're like each individual is like a skit, and you can just like watch
it's episode. Episodic.
It's just like South Park, really Simpsons, Family Guy.
Really hard to say what your favorite like TV show is because there are so many different types.
Yeah,
I can tell you mine.
Mine has to be in the drama. Has to be a drama.
It's 100% Dexter for me.
Dexter's up there.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so.
The ending sort of ruined Dexter for me. But.
Oh yeah, I mean, but I still had to finish the show.
Yeah.
I was so, from episode one up until the end, I was so committed. Same. And I was so hooked. And I was like, I need to know what happens. I need to see how this resolves itself. And then they released a new season because everyone was like so upset with the ending. And I was like, well, I have to watch it. And I watched it all the way to the end. And they fucked it up again. I didn't particularly like the end either, but it was like-
You just had to watch
it. I was so invested in this show and I loved it so much that I was like, I have to. And like, not with other shows where I'm like, yeah, I like the show. But then I get season two and I'm just like, I'd just rather do
something else. And Dexter New Blood too was like, when you started watching it, I enjoyed the show up until the ending. Like, don't get me wrong. I still enjoyed the entire show. Yeah. And the ending isn't terrible. I'm not going to tell you the ending, but the ending isn't terrible. It's just like, those kind of shows too, is just like, you get so invested in it and you have this like expectation or idea of where it should end and what should happen and what you want to see. So there was just things that I think they missed the beat on. Mm. Like I wanted him to get more of repercussions, like, you know, court and stuff. Like, you know, it's one of those things.
We won't get
The Witcher.
Oh yeah, actually I've been meaning to watch that.
See,
I've what do you mean you've been meaning to watch it?
Well, because Yaz said it was really good and she wants to watch it. And I'm like, okay, it's better watch it.
I've seen like four episodes and it's, don't get me wrong, it's good, but it just didn't hook me.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill's cool. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I don't really care for muscle.
Wow. Mainstream much. Henry Cavill.
What?
I'm more of a, I don't know, the example right now. Fan.
Jeff Whittaker. It's her name.
Just like sidetrack. There's a cat.
Yeah, look, and he's just licking his balls right next to us. Yeah, hey,
my
Jasper.
My cat would just beat him up. Jasper, my cat's like three times that size.
Anyway, that's an hour. I think we should wrap it up because now there's just cat distractions. But
meow,
meow,
meow, meow.
I have a cat tattoo.
Is it of Jasper?
All right. Yeah, let's leave it there.
But this has been a great episode. Thank you for coming on, Chloe.
It's been fun.
Great. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
More than happy to talk again.
Oh, yes, yes. And you had a good time?
Oh, of course.
Was it better than you were expecting?
Oh, it was average.
That's the right answer.
All right, we'll leave it there, guys. We'll see you next weekend.
Stay average.
Bye.